Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Hi, Lauren. So happy to have you here.
Heidi, my pleasure. I'm so excited to chat.
Yes. I feel like we've been following each other on Instagram for a while, and it's so nice. So I'm at Lauren's house in Beverly Hills, and I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Told her it's very tempting. She lives literally doors away from Barney's, which is like my favorite place to go.
I know. I can see the glow of Barney's from my house and the glow of the gym as well, which is slightly less tempting.
Yeah. Lauren, for people who don't know you, please share with us who you are, and they're going to hear your accent.
Yes.
So where do you come from?
I come from the land down under.
Amazing.
I am Lauren Trillin. How would I describe myself? A transformation and business coach. And I help people raise their consciousness, rewire their mindset, and build a thriving life and business.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. How'd you get into this?
So I come from a long line of business builders, I think. And my dad was a builder and ran his own business. So I grew up in that from a very, very young age and got the bug for creating a life on your terms. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing that I saw from my parents, was that they came from nothing, and anything that they visualized in their mind and spoke of, they brought into existence.
Wow. That's really powerful, and not something that I hear a lot of entrepreneurs talk about or have that experience. It's amazing that your parents were able to give you that gift.
Totally. And I feel very fortunate that I got to witness it. So I think I learned from a very young age that anything that you think is possible is actually possible.
Amazing. So you get out of college, like tell us how you started this coaching business.
Yeah. So I always say that in my previous lifetime, I was the good girl and the perfectionist, and I did what I thought good, smart girls did. And I went to university and I studied a law finance degree, and I popped out as a lawyer, realizing that I actually didn't like it at all, and that it wasn't fully aligned with the kind of life that I wanted to be living. So around the time I lost my dad as well. So that was a huge catalyst moment for me that made me realize that life is so fleeting. It's not even a cliche. Mm. That how do I want to be living my life? And I decided that I knew on a very deep level that I was always going to run my own business. I just had no idea what that business was.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started off launching and running small businesses. So the first one I started at university, I was an interior decorator for the toughest client out there, my father. Mm-hmm. And then I became a matchmaker while I was working as a lawyer. So I ran networking events for singles in Perth, Western Australia. And then I launched an online marketplace. And then I finally stumbled upon my life's mission and purpose, which is built into this business that I'm now running.
And what is that for you?
For me, if I was to describe it, it is to help raise human consciousness.
Mm.
So everything that I do, every interaction that I have with another human being is, how can I leave this person better off than when I met them?
And when you say I found, like when if someone's looking for their purpose or their mission and they don't know what it is, what would you tell that person?
So I actually hired a coach, and that's how I got my first taste for coaching. I met this lovely individual who sat down with me and for the first time in my life asked me what I actually wanted from my life. Like I, on reflection, no one had bothered to ask me that at high school, at university, back in primary school. No one asked me what my values were, what I was a genius at, what my life's mission and purpose was. And it was mind-blowing having these questions posed to me for the first time at the age of, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so here you are. You've been a transformational coach for the last how many years?
3 years.
Amazing. And you've grown a very successful business.
Yes.
For those women that are listening to this that really desire to do the same thing, what would you say are the highlights? Like, what are the biggest things, the action steps that you have taken to make the most impact in your business?
Yeah, I would say number one is the investment piece, which we sort of touched on when we were speaking earlier. And I think this is very relevant to women as well. every single dollar that you invest in yourself will always come back to you many, many, many times over. And I think so many people are scared of making the investment, thinking that it's somehow a sunk cost. It's not. And I, from the get-go, I mean, I saw my parents really struggle for a long time to build something. And I realized through the circumstances that I'd been through in my life that it's too hard to do it on your own. Go find the best people, go learn from them. And everything, the path will just keep revealing itself as you go. The mentor, the teacher will keep turning up over and over and over again. But I find that too many people are scared to take that first step.
Yeah, I hear that. And I see that as well. And so for the person that's listening going, well, Lauren, that sounds great. And you have, you know, the availability to do that, or yes, the resources to do it. And I really want to hire a coach, but I can't afford one.
Yes. There is nothing wrong with begging and borrowing and getting super resourceful. So I have invested in programs where I had to put it on my credit card and then pay it off. And let me tell you, there's no more powerful motivator than when you have to get your hustle on, because that's when you learn about how powerful you are, how resourceful you can be, and how creative you can be with creating the outcomes that you want in your life. Most people think that they will have a moment where they're ready. You're never ready. You're always uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Always, always uncomfortable. It doesn't matter if you're investing the first $300 into an online course, or if you're at the point where you're dropping, you know, 12K, 20K, 50K, 100K for the next level of your investment and growth. I'm sure that you can totally relate to that.
Yeah. And I'm appreciative that you just talked about, you know, for some people, it's going to be the $300 course.
It totally will
be. For the next person, it may be the $30,000 mastermind.
Yeah.
What I have found is that if it's a stretch and if it's uncomfortable, then that probably means that you should be doing it.
100%.
And this goes for more of the like higher end transformational,
yes,
programs. But it's like if it's a super, super easy investment, then perhaps it's not the right one for you.
I totally agree.
Especially when you're getting into business coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you get what you pay for.
And the other thing that I will just say to this is that you also need to just start where you are, because absolutely, the reality is that someone may not be able, even though they want the transformation or the experience of the $10,000 or $20,000 investment, they can answer a lot of those questions that you are posing right now by hiring a life coach for a couple hundred dollars
totally
a month.
Agree.
Like, there's the cool thing in this space is that there's so many people doing it right now.
Yes, yeah.
So part of it is just finding like where you're at and starting for there. So couple questions,
yes,
on that, because yes, this is going to trigger some people.
Totally.
Because this online space, quite honestly, is just inundated with coaches coaching coaches.
Yes.
And people, you know, everyone has a coach. And yes, there is so, so, so much value, as both you and I know,
yeah,
and have experienced firsthand. And
yes,
I do owe a lot of my success to, yes, I've done the work, I've showed up, I've been growth oriented, and I've always hired mentors and coaches along,
yes,
the way. But for the woman that's just like, oh my God, and quite honestly, there are parts of me that feels this way too right now.
Mm.
Like I'm just like, I'm over this whole masterminds galore and like just like all these coaches everywhere. Like, it's quite honestly exhausting to know where to turn. How do you trust the right people? Are you just continuing to just invest more and more and more money? And it's that like hustle, hustle, hustle of like, where is just the like exhale in all of this? Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think there's a huge piece around this in developing your own intuition and trust in self. And so you know intuitively what's best for you. And most people think that it has to follow a path. There is no path. You find the path as you go. And I'm a big believer in, you know, sometimes I've invested in business coaching and then I've had phases where I'm like, business coaching is not the next thing that I need. So then I've gone and hired a love coach, or I've gone and hired someone that really understands vibration and mindset and energy. And so we really get to ebb and flow with this. There's no linear path that we have to follow. And if sometimes that means that you take a 6-month break from the entire process, mm-hmm, awesome. You'll know when you're ready to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know. You'll just feel that fire within you because you've rested, you've integrated, you've implemented, and then you're ready for the next thing. Another really amazing thing that I think, though, is that we tend to live in a bit of a bubble. And so we seem to think that everyone is coaching coaches, but really when we zoom out, there's 7.7 billion people on this planet.
Yeah.
There are not enough coaches serving humanity, really, when we zoom out. So I think that if you're drawn to the space, it is helping you in whatever shape or form. Maybe it makes you a better parent or a better partner or more creative, better to yourself, kinder to yourself, a better human being. I think it's all worth it.
Cool. Cool. Mm. So on your Instagram, you call yourself a modern alchemist. Yes. What does that mean to you?
For me, alchemy is all about inner transformation. And I've always been the biggest believer that, you know, we can point the finger outwards and say, like, this needs to change about the world. This is wrong with the world. This person's wrong. But all transformation starts inwards. And so if we want to truly change the world, the only way to actually do it is by working on yourself. Mm-hmm. Always. If we get esoteric about it, the external is only a reflection of the internal. You shift your external reality by shifting your internal reality. And so that's why I love the concept of personal alchemy. And there's also an element of personal responsibility in that, which is immensely powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And would you say that's mainly the work that you do with your clients is the inner transformation?
Totally.
So that they can experience the outer transformation.
Yeah.
That they're
wanting. If we talk about business success is simply a byproduct of the inner transformation process. And I've discovered that on my own. I've lived through some really intense, tragic circumstances. And I think it made me realize very early on that mindset, which is just a hack for hacking your vibration and your energy, is 90% of the equation.
What would you say is the hardest thing that you've had to overcome on this journey of building your business?
So most people don't realize that any unintegrated emotional baggage that we have gets in our way. So it clouds our judgment, and we tend to then ride this roller coaster of emotions where we're doing well and we're manifesting, and then everything goes, you know, falls apart, or we're really struggling, hitting our head against the wall. And it's not our fault. It's just that we have a lot of personal tidying up to do, work to do as humans before we can truly hold the container for the success that we want. So I think that was the hardest thing for me. I was like working and trying all of these things, but I kept having these like emotional meltdowns because it was so hard. I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. And it wasn't until I completely rewired my inner world to an enormous extent that things just like opened up.
And what were some of that, those kind of like low vibrational thoughts or kind of those core things that you felt like you had to overcome to yes. then experience the success that you wanted?
Yeah. So the beautiful thing is that we're all humans. So we all have the same range of things that we have to work on. And if we talk about the really big emotions that need to be cleared, in my opinion, is anger, like frustration, rage for a lot of people, sadness and trauma and grief. So anything that's happened to us in our life sits within our body and we hold on to it. We hold on to the blueprint of it. Hurt, guilt, shame, a lot of shame, judgment. And once we start to shift all of that, we naturally shift our vibration, which naturally means that different opportunities, different ways of seeing the world start to turn up.
So did you experience that?
Oh, completely. Like, I don't think people realize that I've spent so much time in a puddle on the floor in my own tears in order to get here, mm-hmm. that the clearing journey has been simultaneously painful, but also the most liberating experience of my entire life. And that I didn't realize, the old version of me didn't even realize that it was possible to live without anxiety, fear, worry, doubt all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was just, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you experience the most like anxiety from?
Just always fear of the future, always worrying about things in the future. I was very much a perfectionist, mm-hmm. thought that I could control my entire life, thought that I could outwork myself and work my way through anything through sheer will and determination. And it got me so far. Like I had a relatively successful career as a junior lawyer, but I realized that there was more and there was something missing to the equation that I hadn't been taught.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had to start digging for that next piece. And for me, I really realized it is mindset and vibration completely.
And so when you say mindset and vibration,
yes,
what does that mean for you? Because I use those terms a lot yes. as well.
Yeah.
And I think that we're so comfortable
yes.
using the term vibration, frequency, yes. energetic. And people get it because we are speaking truth.
Yes.
But I also think that there's a little bit of like, what are you really talking about
yeah,
here?
I totally get that.
If you were to explain it to the person on the street, because that's who we're talking about here,
yes.
like the 7.7 billion people
yes.
that need to you know, raise their energy. I'll just one side note here. I love in one of Marianne Williamson's books, I think that it's The Law of Compensation.
Great book.
She talks about, Divine Law of Compensation. She talks about how, you know, why are there, you know, however many millions, billions of people that are hungry and or homeless, why, like, what do they need to do in order to get off the streets and fed? And she says, it's our problem in the Western world that we're not rising up, that we're not doing our work, that we're not overflowing enough to then be able to have the capital and the resources in order to support those people that need us to help rise together.
So I totally agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
So that was a side note there, but be curious, what does mindset and vibration mean to you?
So the way that if I was explain it in the simplest terms possible, everything is energy. And so we are energy and everything vibrates at a particular frequency. And so if we look at ourselves as a human being, that all of our life experiences affect our vibration, the way that we live, our environment, who we interact with, everything, everything. And so it is our duty almost, as I see it, to do whatever it takes to shift that vibration, that frequency. And there's so many ways that we can do it. Everything from diet to exercise to how we move to the words that we speak to ourselves to the what we focus on every single day. And if we can just shift that, then everything else just is taken care of around us because that energy matches energy.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about how you keep yourself in a high vibration.
Yes.
What is your morning routine or your affirmations or like, do you have daily practices? I think are you single?
I'm currently dating.
Dating, no kids.
No.
I just always like to say that because it is a different animal when you have kids in tow.
I do not doubt that.
And I tell my mom, it's like, it is not an excuse. And there are different steps that we have to take. You've got to get up before your kids. You have to be super committed. You're setting your alarm for 5:30 in the morning. Yes. You know, the whole thing. So what as a dating single in Los Angeles, what are you doing on a daily basis to really keep your vibration high?
Yeah, so meditation is key. I meditate twice a day. It's a non-negotiable for me.
Do you
me.
Do the TM 20-minute meditation?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
For anyone who doesn't know that, it's a transcendental meditation. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have a mantra. It just really helps with focusing because I always say that the benefits of meditation are not in the actual meditation. It's how it flows out into your day. Yeah. So that's
beautiful.
That's a non-negotiable. Every single morning, as soon as I open my eyes, I say thank you. Mm-hmm. That's the first words that leave my mouth. I've trained myself to do that. And I automatically step into my meditation and my thankfulness practice. And it's about tuning into everything that I'm thankful for today. And I don't use the word gratitude because I find that we've been so conditioned to think it's a checklist.
Yeah.
Whereas thankfulness is a feeling for me. And so I tune into the feeling, like I'll listen to my little puppy snoring down the corridor and I'll be so like thankful that I'm in my bed awake for another day. And I think about all the things that I'm thankful for and all the things that are coming in the future that I'm thankful for.
Mm.
And so I can almost like physically feel my vibration shift into high gear. And then I know I'm ready to get up. And that takes like 15, 20 minutes.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's awesome. It's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Dance is very powerful. I love having dance parties at home.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I'm incredibly fussy about who I spend my time with.
Uh-huh.
And so like we talk about, I'm actually moving.
Incredibly fussy. I like that.
Yeah. And you have to be because the more that you go on this journey, the more that you become attuned to people that suck your energy or that are negative or that I think energetic attunement is key in this whole process. So even my environment's shifting at the moment. And so I'm always calibrating and checking in with myself at every single point of every day and seeing what's working for me, what's not working for me.
So this apartment that we're in right now, it's no longer working for you.
No longer working for me. And so,
what are you doing about that?
So I've handed in my notice a few days ago and I'm moving.
Yay! Yeah. And so you seem like you just have like all, like you have this direct knowing.
Yes.
Like you're like, yep, it's not working. I don't know if there was a process around that or if you just trusted it.
There was. Yeah. Okay. And it's interesting because I tune in and I get really honest with myself. And I'll say, okay, what in my current circumstances is going to stop me from stepping into the next best version of myself? And I will look around. I will look at my wardrobe. I will look at the type of food that I'm eating, the people that I'm hanging out with, the environment that I'm in, the clients that I'm working with. And I will go through and do an audit. So I'm very practical about it in many respects. And I'll say, this environment would not suit the next level version of Lauren. And so I just note it down. I trust that and then life takes care of it. So funnily enough, the circumstances in which I'm moving are actually not pleasant. I've had a new neighbor move in that's really mean and they vandalized my car.
Oh my gosh.
I know, but the cool thing was I saw it as the catalyst that it was supposed to be. And I said, awesome, thank you for this gift.
Yeah.
And instead of sitting in the negative energy of it, I've just used it to catapult myself forward.
Yeah.
And so then we start to play with life and we get really playful as opposed to being like, why did this thing happen to me? No, it's in service of me.
And you don't know where you're going next and you're doing it anyways.
I have no idea. And I'm so excited because you know why? I know it's taken care of and it's going to be way better than I even thought it was going to be. Guaranteed.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So you feel like you've got this great mindset. You've got such a good attitude on life. Yes. You're so quick to reframe.
Yes.
Do you have bad days?
Rarely these days. And I think it's because I've done so much of the emotional clearing work. And and there's so many ways that we can do it. You know, breath work. We can go see people that specialize in energy healing. My coach, I did a lot of like NLP on me, which was incredibly transformative. There's so many great ways that we can self-hypnotize ourselves. Mm. You know, just doing some YouTube hypnoses, right, that are free. Mm-hmm. And all of this, I think, has really helped me get to the point where if I do have a not so great moment, I can very quickly shift out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's really helped. And just trusting life and how it wants to unfold around me. It's fun.
It's really, really inspiring and amazing that you feel like you have very few bad days.
Yes. And this is in stark contrast to even how my life was 18 months ago.
Yeah.
But the work has paid off. And I want to gift more people that experience that. You can wake up and have a really freaking awesome day. Like someone can stomp on your car, like my neighbor, and it can still be fine.
Yeah.
And it can still be fun and it can still be in service of your highest mission and purpose.
Reframing.
Totally.
Looking at what the gift is.
Always.
I love it.
And, you know, it's a habit. And I think I've always naturally been more positive individual, but I've also made a very deep effort to really focus on that.
Yeah. So tell us just a little bit about what you're doing now business-wise. Like what is the business model? Lauren told me before we started recording that up until now you've mainly been doing one-on-one coaching.
Yes.
And that's like that's how most people start in coaching or in a lot of service-based
industries. And I highly recommend it. I think that there is such importance in mastery.
Were you working with people 3 months, 6 months, a year? What does that look like?
A whole combination of stuff.
Okay.
And I think I've easily clocked up maybe like over 2,000 hours of one-on-one coaching.
Yeah.
Which makes you, you know, really start to understand humans really well, which is such a gift.
Yes. Okay. And so now you are launching an accelerator.
Yes. So I'm launching an 8-week accelerator for coaches and online entrepreneurs. And what it really is that it creates this beautiful container for people to rapidly accelerate their abundance and their success. And if we use the tangible metric of revenue, I always say that is simply a representation of the shift that you've had within yourself. So a lot of the work that we do is around rewiring money mindset and shifting your vibration by shifting your identity and your day-to-day life. So
amazing.
It's this like trifecta of what I found is the most powerful combination of things. Like I've worked with business coaches in the past, you know, middle-aged men that want to teach you how to crunch numbers and do productivity.
Yeah.
But that was only a small part of the equation.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's I've just thrown everything into this container and built it in such a way that the people that join me firstly are fully committed to their success. There is enormous power in that.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, they're so loved and supported in that process that there's no way that you can't dramatically shift who you are in just a very short period of time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You have super inspiring and very tapped in content on Instagram.
Thank you.
Let us know where we can find you.
So it's all at Lauren Trelin everywhere. And I've also got the podcast as well.
Cool.
And I just love sharing high vibe and not even basic content. I don't feel the need to make everything fun and rosy or shallow. Like I love to go deep.
Yeah.
Because I know that my audience and my community, we're here to go deep. We're here to do the deep transformational work.
Mm.
So I really love sharing all of that online with people.
Cool. And I'm sure if people are interested in your accelerator, they can find that.
Absolutely.
On your
That's
well.
On there. And I'm taking applications. And because I want it to be like a very, like I said, high vibe container. And so if someone thinks that's a good fit for them and they're ready to take action, they can probably pick up on that in my voice and my energy, and they're ready to move and just make things happen, then it's probably a really good fit for them.
I love it. Any last thoughts, Lauren?
Just go for it. Life is an adventure. I always say the universe is infinitely more intelligent than we are, and will just reconfigure itself to serve our highest good. And the only thing that we have to do is turn up, do the work, and just trust the entire process.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.